This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free. If you want to join us on the radio waves, the number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want, but we're starting out tonight with the continuation of something we started last week. We only got through three, I believe, of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, and the reason why this was brought up is because somebody did an article about it, Mark, even though you've been wanting to talk about this for, I don't know, a couple years on Free Talk Live. We just never really prioritized the discussion, and then since somebody wrote about it, it gave us an excuse to talk about it further here. And this is a revisitation in regards to the Communist Manifesto. We talked about it probably a decade ago on Free Talk Live, and we went through the list at that time. And if I recall correctly, we sort of collectively determined that
8.5.
There were 8.5 approximately of the 10 communist planks that had been implemented fully or thereabouts in the United States. And we got through almost through the first three here, which were public land, meaning that all land would be government-owned, essentially.
Which it is. I mean, all land's government-owned. If you believe you own your land, attempt to stop paying property taxes, and then you'll find out that you're just renting.
Now, we are. I've got a little chart here for the three of us in the studio here tonight, and so we're all kind of registering how we each feel about these. On public land, Melanie, you said you did not give them a point on this. I gave them half a point, and Mark, you gave half a point. Did you want to change that to one full point, or did you want to make that a half a point? Because it sounds like you believe that all land is government owned at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you basically it's very difficult to own your own land. Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna go. Yeah, I've got 1 point on that.
Okay, you're gonna get changed to a full point. Got it. The number two on the list was progressive taxation, meaning that the more that the person earns, the higher their tax bracket. That is an example of a progressive tax, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
So we all agreed, all three of us agreed, full point, that's fully implemented at this point in the United States.
And according to the Wall Street Journal, the top 20% of income earners in the U.S. will pay 87% of all income taxes this year.
And then number three is a 100% tax on inheritance. And I guess we didn't get through this one either. If we did, I didn't take full notes because I only wrote down Melanie with 0.75. You gave 0.75% of a full point for that one.
Yeah, I'd say that it's less than that for me. I mean, there is an
inheritance tax.
There is an inheritance tax.
But there are ways around it, right?
If they can put 1% on you, then they can put 50% on you or 100% on you. It doesn't really matter.
So what do you want to register on this, then?
0.5.
All right.
Well, and considering, too, going with the inheritance tax, there is a gift tax that gets around you getting around the inheritance tax.
And you are an accountant, by the way, so you know a thing or two about the taxes.
You can put things in trusts and stuff like that. I think that that's effective in some way, right?
There are ways to get around some of it. You're not going to just completely dissolve it.
Yeah.
All right. So that catches us up. Let's continue on this list. And by the way, what's the source? Who gets credit for writing the article about this?
Joe Jarvis.
Oh,
and this is the dailybell.com.
He's been on our show before.
Confiscation of the property. These are in quotation marks.
I'm going to give half a point for inheritance, as you did.
Thanks. Quotation marks here, so this is directly out of the Communist Manifesto. Confiscation of the property of all emigrants, that's people leaving the country, and rebels. So, Yeah, so there's an exit tax. Essentially, if you make enough money and you leave the country, they're going to take a good percentage. I believe it's close to 50%. Melanie, you'd probably know better than I, but
it's progressive, so it depends.
Yeah, it's darn.
But if you leave the U.S., the U.S. is under the impression that you are married to them, so you are divorcing the U.S.
Yep.
If you leave them, they're going to leave with half.
The only I don't recall marrying the United States.
Well, I said they are under the impression.
Yeah, you're a child thereof, is the way they see it. The United States is the only country in the world. I hear North Korea, too, but people don't really leave North Korea and make money. So effectively, United States is the only country in the world that has an income tax where they've you've got to pay when you're not inside the jurisdiction.
Because you're still married to the U.S., that's, according to them.
Legally. It's really weird. Now, arguably, any country could do this.
But
right?
They don't.
Germany could choose to say all Germans elsewhere have to pay income on everything that they make if they make over a certain amount or whatever they choose to say. But they don't. And it's interesting the United States does. So
that sounds like a full point.
It's certainly the confiscation of the property of immigrants and rebels. I'd say that's a full point. Yeah,
yeah, sure. I mean, if they don't like you, they can take your stuff for sure, right? There's also, look at drug confiscation, the asset forfeiture laws. Now, to some extent, asset forfeiture has been it hasn't been rolled back completely in some states, but
just had asset forfeiture story on the air last night.
Of somebody being victimized by it, you mean?
$58,000.
They had one on the show before this about 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
So, yeah. The asset forfeiture is not, it's not applied uniformly. So it's not like, okay, well, these laws have asset forfeiture, these don't, and if it's over that. They're not necessarily outright saying you're a rebel, but it's, we don't like you, we're taking your stuff, have a nice day.
Well, they just want your stuff in many cases.
By default, somebody who is committing a crime is rebelling against the system, right? Like, whether that's their intention or not, if you're growing marijuana, you're rebelling against those laws. You don't care what the laws say.
I wouldn't say that. I think motives matter there. But, yeah, if you do something they don't like, they're going to take your stuff.
Yeah.
If you leave, they're going to take your stuff. If you move out and just separate from the U.S. and don't renounce your citizenship, that's like, not a divorce.
Separation.
A separation, and they're going to take half your stuff. So,
right.
Yeah.
All right, so are we all giving one full point on confiscation of property?
If you talk loudly enough against the United States government, you're going to get some kind of trouble or another. And, yes, absolutely.
Number five,
centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and an exclusive monopoly.
Oh, they've had that since not day one, but pretty early on.
The Federal Reserve System would qualify as that, correct?
The Federal Reserve System is only about 100 years old, but there was a central bank before that. It's like from the second or third president.
So that one's been rock solid for more than 100 years at this point, since 1913 at least, and then you say even before that.
Yeah, the Federal Reserve isn't actually state-owned. It's not a state-owned central bank.
That's debatable, and their position, their very new position, is that they are a government agency now after 100 years of claiming not to be. Yeah.
This is an official statement by the Federal Reserve?
It's a statement from the Federal Reserve. I don't know if they will consistently hold to that, but that is what they have now said.
Okay, so read that one more time for me, just because it was a little involved.
Centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and an exclusive monopoly. Can you, as far as issuance of money, you can issue money, but you can't issue legal tender.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what they're talking about.
That's their monopoly, is that the legal tender laws say that you have to accept their money as all payments on debts, public or private.
Right.
And it says that on the Federal Reserve notes, your dollars that are in the wallet that you probably have.
Yeah.
You can look there, and it actually says that on it. And certainly they have a control of overall banking. There's no bank that exists without being part of the Federal Reserve System. You can't do that. If you try to open up, remember years ago we had one of our co-hosts, Wayne, told us about a warehouse bank that somebody tried to open, and they were subsequently raided in order you know, to protect the monopoly. Well, so even though there are different banks that you can go open up an account at, an individual or business account,
it's all the Federal Reserve if you're located in the U.S.
They're all controlled by the Federal Reserve. They're all regulated by the Federal Reserve. They exist at the pleasure of
that
system.
Monopoly is not the issue I have with that, because banking is pretty much just immoral as is.
Banking is immoral?
Yes.
I'd like to hear more about that, just as an aside. And so are we granting a full point, all three of us, on that one?
Yes.
Okay, more coming up here in moments with the 10 Planks of the Communist Manifesto.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. YouTube. free. Bring up anything that you want. We're talking about the Communist Manifesto and the 10 planks of said manifesto. We're analyzing each plank one by one and determining whether or not they've been implemented here in the United States. We're through about half of them at this point. We're going to continue here, and we'll give you the grand total of what we believe, how many of them have been implemented fully and or partially in the U.S. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Blank Home Security System is a very affordable home security system and very easy to install because it's wireless. You don't have to deal with running wires, drilling holes, pulling wires through walls, and all that crap. It's just super easy. You unbox the equipment, you put the batteries in, you put the cameras up wherever you want, and then you set it all up wirelessly with your favorite device, maybe your smartphone or tablet, via the Blink Home Security System. Super easy to do. I've done it. Mark, you've done it. And you're not even a tech guy.
No, you were able to do this. It's easy. Anybody can do it.
Yeah, blinkprotect.com/FTL. Get you an extra 15% off the already very affordable Blink Protect system. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, we're going to continue the 10 communist planks, but number 5 was the National Bank plank, which, of course, we all agree that has been implemented per the Federal Reserve System and, you know, basically complete state control over an official monopoly currency. Now, that's not to say you can't have a different currency, so somebody could quibble on this one, I think. Like, well, if you want to have Bitcoin and use Bitcoin or, you know, some other cryptocurrency, you can do that. That's not prohibited in the United States. You can still print your own private currency. So coupons, for instance, are a good example of private issued currency. You know, Disney bucks or whatever, that kind of thing. Those are private currencies. So those
generally, they're not accepted widely, and so therefore, they're not much of a there's not much competition against the U.S. dollar.
True.
For instance,
and they're not legal.
OPEC isn't defining the sale of oil by Disney bucks or anything like that. So, you know, it really comes down to how threatened are they. So the Communist Manifesto is Karl Marx suggesting that we can implement communism through socialism. Right? Socialism being defined as state ownership of the means of production. His idea is that we make the state so efficient, so broad, so encompassing, that finally it just withers away. This makes no sense to me, mind you. I'm not a Marxist, so don't expect
me. Well, there is a violent revolution in there somewhere.
There always is. You're not going to get the means of production from people for free.
Fair, like, that's one of the things that I don't disagree with him on. At no point is Janet Yellen or whoever her successor is now, I think she retired, gonna stand up and be like, oh, my bad, okay, I guess I lost. I'll go home now and get a real job. That is not gonna happen.
No.
So, yeah, if you want them gone, you have to make them gone.
Well,
whether you're on the right side or the wrong side is, you know, a separate issue.
I think you could outcompete them, but yes, I understand the point. A lot of human history is defined through revolution. There's no doubt about it.
All right, so I wanted to hear Melanie explain a little bit further. Before we continue with the other 5 communist planks, you said banking is immoral.
So,
and I want to know what you mean by that.
What people mean when they say banking, kind of, because I don't think that they know that they mean this, but what is generally understood as banking is fractional reserve banking. If it's not fractional reserve banking, it's really just deposit security boxes.
All right, well, let's talk about fractional reserve because people may not know what that means.
Yeah, so fractional reserve in practice is, in the United States, the Federal Reserve prints some money, loans it to the U.S. and subsidiary banks. So, first of all, the national debt is higher than all of the, at least, U.S. currency in circulation. And then the banks...
So it's impossible to pay the debt.
Right. And then there's, like, tiers of banks, and the banks at the top get the money first, and then are allowed... And there's a set percentage of what they're allowed to do. They're allowed to loan out whatever the set percentage is, higher than what they actually have in reserves.
Isn't it like 9 times as much or some ridiculous?
Last time I checked, it was like 10 times, yeah. But I don't really keep up with the...
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
So essentially the little banks are authorized by the Federal Reserve System to create their own money in the form of these loans that they're giving to people that don't actually have backing in their vault. They don't have the actual funding.
Yeah, they never had the money. They just kind of created it out of thin air.
Right. Just like the Federal Reserve created the thin air, the money out of the thin air that they gave, give to the banks on a loan in the first place, then the banks get to loan out X times that amount.
Yeah, it's fraudulent, and to the extent that it's not fraudulent, you would never be able to do this without having some sort of law or without having some sort of force to back up that people have to take your currency. Because if I'm just sitting in the back of my shed just, printing out Melanie dollars, nobody's going to take that. Even if I have it to where I can sustain some kind of value, if Bitcoin did that and Bitcoin was just like, yep, we loan out somehow more Bitcoin than we have, it would cease to have value. You can't do that absent a military
or a
police force.
Okay. I agree with you on the point about fractional reserve banking. I agree. But most people don't know what it is, and what it is absolutely fraudulent. So we're
on the same page. That's the same as – I don't think there's any type of banking other than that, because if it's something other than that, then it's just warehousing or deposit boxes or something like that.
There's something more. So a bank can be an organization that, not only gives loans, but takes loans, essentially like a loan broker. So, for instance, I could be a bank and I could have, you and 500 of your friends all have accounts that average out to about $1,000. And I give you and I offer you 2% on your money, right? And you give me that $1,000, but it stipulate you must give me that $1,000 for a period of time.
Right. They have CDs, for instance, in the world of banking, certificates of deposit.
So, CD, like a CD, 6 months, I give you 2%. 1 year, I give you 2.2%.
Yep.
5 years, I give you 2.5%. And obviously, there'd be competition in the marketplace. We'd find out what the right amount for deposits, interest is, and that sort of thing. Then I take that money.
And you loan it out.
Then I loan it out. At 5, 6, or 7%, right?
Hopefully to somebody with a good business plan.
Right, hopefully. Yeah. But I take that risk.
Right.
That's the risk I'm taking because, somebody's not going to pay their stuff back, but ultimately I've got to give you your money back when the time comes.
Which would also make loans more expensive, which is a good thing, by the way.
Right. Well, so that's what I think people believe banking is. And
yeah, I think most people do. The first time I heard, it was actually my econ professor.
But there's nothing wrong with what Mark just said. There's nothing immoral.
Right, but that's not a bank. That might be a loan. Even if you were doing that, even the U.S. government would not classify you as a bank. They would classify you as a loan institution or some kind of other financial institution. So even the Federal Reserve agrees with me that that's not what banking is.
Okay. I mean, I guess people don't – there's what people consider to be a bank, and then there's what you're defining as a bank.
Because there are companies like that. Payday loan companies and stuff like that operate in that way.
They don't
have
take deposits.
Reserves.
Payday loan corporations, they're using their own money, aren't they?
Well, they got a deposit of the investors.
The investors.
Yeah,
but you're talking about average
people. But nobody looks at that as a bank. They don't understand
it is
how
banking.
I don't think it is.
All right. Well, let's continue here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. And also, Skype username, lrn.fm. You can join us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
You have USA Radio News.
President Trump took to Twitter today to say that he has a right to pardon himself, but suggested that he won't use that power, adding that the special counsel is, quote, unconstitutional. Today at the White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders was asked if the president would, in fact, pardon himself.
Thankfully, the president hasn't done anything wrong and wouldn't have any need for a pardon.
But does he actually rule out doing that? I mean, does he rule out ever issuing a pardon for himself?
Once again, thankfully, the president hasn't done anything wrong and therefore wouldn't need one.
Today, the Supreme Court ruled that a Christian baker's religious liberty was violated when Colorado's Civil Rights Commission penalized him for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Steve Mulroy is a University of Memphis law professor. He was asked about this case and what it means long-term.
I think it'll be very difficult for the court to give some sort of blanket exemption to people who have even sincere religious objections.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Dial in toll free and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We're going to continue on the Communist Manifesto, the 10 planks. We're going through them one by one to see how many of them have been implemented here in the United States. Of course, you're welcome to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Do want to let you know that Omaha Steaks is back with Free Talk Live, just in time for Father's Day.
It's a great advertiser for us, I'll tell you. You know, we got a lot of...
Any advertiser that feeds us is always a great advertiser.
Yeah. We got a lot of fathers that listen to the show, though.
Sure.
And a lot of fathers that eat meat.
Absolutely. That probably describes a good portion of them, as a matter of fact. But even if you're not into meat, Omaha Steaks actually has a huge selection of different food types. But, of course, they're known for their meat. They're known for their steaks. Very high-quality products. In fact, hand-trimmed, flash-frozen, vacuum-sealed meats delivered directly to your door in an Omaha Steaks cooler. But they've also got a variety, like pork, poultry, veal, lamb, bison, seafood, and vegetables. The highest quality cuts with one-of-a-kind flavor and, of course, aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavor and tenderness of the cuts. Now, they're making a special offer, of course, for Father's Day here, and you need to know how to get this deal. You use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, when you go to omahasteaks.com, and here's what you're going to get at 78% off on this limited-time offer. Get ready, because it's a lot of stuff here. 2 tender filet mignons, 2 beefy top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 all-beef Omaha Steak burgers, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, 1 pound of steakhouse fries, 4 caramel apple tartlets, and 1 Omaha Steak seasoning packet. Plus, they'll also throw in another 4 grill-ready Omaha Steaks burgers with the purchase. So, that's a lot of meat. And for $49.99, when you use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, in the search bar at omahasteaks.com. And we've had the pleasure of having, the third year, I think, Omaha
About
Steaks
that, yeah.
has been on board with us. And, of course, we always get the pleasure of experiencing this package that they send to us, and it's delicious.
I mean, it's omahasteaks.com.
OmahaSteaks.com.
Okay.
That's right.
By the way, last night Chris Reitman said he was going to get this package. He's like, that's a lot of meat for that price.
For $49.99. It's the Father's Day package. All you got to do is type FTL into the search bar, and that'll get you access to that deal. Now, again, you don't have to stop there. There's all kinds of cool stuff that you can get through Omaha Steaks, but that will definitely get you started. It'll get you a good sampling of the various different products that they've got, and Dad's going to love it. I mean, plain and simple. How could he not?
It's good. It's good meat. It's a good choice. Oh. And I got to say, whether it's the filet or even the hot dogs, they're all high quality. The hot dogs you kind of usually with butcher shop hot dogs, you can tell they're high quality because there's a more of a sort of firmness to the casing that goes around the hot dog. And these are just like that.
OmahaSteaks.com, code FTL. Get your dad something he's going to love for Father's Day. As we continue here, of course, you can bring up what you want. We've been talking about banking. Melanie, you were defining bank very narrowly as essentially a tool of the Federal Reserve System that you find offensive. And I agree. I think all of us agree with that.
But entities that don't engage in fractional reserve banking don't even call themselves banks.
Well, because they can't legally. I mean, you cannot go and open up Melanie's bank and offer banking services to people like, and again, according to the definition, which I pulled up on dictionary.com, this isn't a legal definition, but this is the dictionary definition of it. It's, bank is simply defined, number one, as an institution for receiving, lending, exchanging, and safeguarding money, and in some cases, issuing notes and transacting other financial business. So by that statement, in theory, somebody could open up their own bank that does those things, but the men with guns from the federal government will come in and put a stop to that because they do have a monopoly on that particular service.
So even though they have the IP on that word, so if you go to the store, there is a product called Kleenex, but people still generally understand things other than that one company to be Kleenex.
Right, facial tissues.
But that's not how banking works. People don't understand the word bank to mean any honest business. They might think that a bank is honest, but there's no other business other than subsidiaries of the Federal Reserve in the U.S.
Fractional reserve banking.
Subsidiaries of the Federal Reserve in the U.S. or of whatever other central bank in those other countries, that there's nothing else other than those entities that people think of as banks. So then in English, that's what a bank is.
Yeah, she's making a semantic argument, and it's pretty sound.
It's a legal argument.
Legality
is all about semantics, right?
Right. But legalities are legal or legalese that can define things
legally,
differently.
Legally, only the one company makes Kleenex, but nobody thinks of it that way.
That's because they've been so successful in marketing their product, just like a Xerox isn't a copy. People call them Xeroxes, though, because Xerox has been so successful. Kleenex has been so successful in marketing its product that people have adopted the trademarked name of that company as the name of the generic product.
So
it's incredible.
The Federal Reserve holds the IP, from what you're saying, on the word bank.
IP being intellectual property.
Yeah,
effectively the IP.
Whatever company it is holds the IP on the word Kleenex, but that can deviate from what in English people think of as Kleenex or what people think of as a bank.
But when people think of a bank, they don't think of the fractional reserve system, as you already admitted.
Because they don't know what
they
it is, but they
it.
Think of the entities that engage in that. They don't think of payday loan companies or investment companies or loan companies or credit card companies.
Well, because payday loan companies do one thing. They don't do the full service of Spectrum, right? So a payday loan company at the most is taking investor funds and loaning that out at insane rates, usually like, what, 30% or something like that. It's ridiculous.
But you can have a loan company without being a bank, and but people don't think of those as real banks.
Because banking involves holding customer funds and loaning those customer funds out frequently. That's what people think of when they think of banks, even though they're usually doing the Federal Reserve thing.
If you're going to operate under the assumption that if you're going to operate within the system that has essentially a cartel, that's what the Federal Reserve Bank is, a cartel, you're going to operate within that system, you're going to call yourself a bank underneath those sets of rules, then Melanie's critique is fair. I would say that likely you could open up a business and call that business a bank, and you could offer services similar to a bank, but you would simply...
Not in the United States. You're going to get raided.
I don't think you will.
Wayne was on the air with us a decade ago telling us he knew somebody personally who opened up a warehouse bank and was raided.
I'd like to hear more about that before I just go ahead and accept that.
I took his word for it.
Right. I understand.
Yeah. Well, and whether he got raided does not necessarily therefore mean that everybody that does the same thing will get raided.
Well, why don't you try it out and see what happens?
I think that it's likely, but
yeah,
it doesn't
right, it's
follow.
Likely.
Well, here's the reason I wouldn't do it. It's because you're not going to make any money. Nobody's going to come into your business and say, hey, can I get one of those high-priced loans that you've got? Right? I mean, there's no opportunity to make money because the Federal Reserve creates money out of thin air
and allows its
subsidiaries to do the same.
Okay, so loans are one service that a bank offers. Another service is the holding of money in a secure manner. So some people are willing to pay for that, you know, if they don't want to keep all their money under their mattress, for instance.
Tell me exactly, who's lost their money in a bank in the United States in the last decade? In the last 5 decades.
I don't understand why you're asking that question.
Because
they have the free secure or mostly free secure option. You would have to charge significantly more to run a checking account service. Therefore, you're not going to be able to do
compete. It. Yeah, you can't compete with the monopoly is what you're saying.
Well, it's not that you can't compete with the monopoly. You can't compete with somebody who's operating below cost.
Yeah. No, I see that. But again, that doesn't mean that they're going to even allow you to try to compete.
I don't know that they would. Or
you try offering financial services without getting government approval for that. You're going to jail.
Oh, yeah. If you run black market financial services, you're definitely going to jail. That doesn't mean that you can't go get a license to do certain things. And
sure, I could open up a store that has safe deposit boxes all over the place. I mean, let's be serious.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want. We'll continue. We'll resume the Communist Manifesto planks here in moments. And you can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy. sell, make offer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free if you want to join us here. We're talking, we're going to get back into the Communist Manifesto. We got five more planks to go through here. On the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, how many of them have been implemented fully or partially in the United States? I'm doing a running tally here. We'll review that in just a few moments. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And also, please don't forget to visit our website over at freetalklive.com. We got a lot of features there, including our webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You'll see we've got the Twitch webcam built right into the page. We are still available on YouTube, but in much lower resolution. In fact, Twitch, we're at 720p, progressive scan, very nice looking picture quality. On YouTube, it's only 360 lines, so you know, a fraction of the resolution there. The Twitch audio quality is very, very good compared to YouTube. I mean, it's just a better experience. So you get to choose, but if you go to cam.freetalklive.com, we've pretty much chosen for you and put the Twitch feed into that page. So hello to everybody out there watching us on the cams. We sure do appreciate it. Recently, having upgraded in the studio to fancier cameras from Logitech with 60 frames per second, you probably won't be able to really tell because, you know, we're not moving that fast.
It's just Ian's geeky preferences.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, Twitch allows that, so I wanted to make sure that we could do it, and we can. Plus, every now and then there's some video game streaming that goes on our Twitch channel, and the fast-paced games look better in 60 frames per second. So we can do that now, and you can watch for free. Unlike those other talk shows who charge you to watch their cam feeds, ours is free. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com, or you can just go straight to our Twitch channel and watch us through twitch.lrn.fm. If you are on Twitch, we'd appreciate it if you followed us. Thank you for that, if you do, because that means you'll get notices. Sometimes I'll see people in the Discord chat saying, oh, they just got their notice from Twitch that we're on the air. They would have forgotten otherwise. So you get a little ding on your phone if you got the Twitch app installed and your notifications turned on.
It comes in your email, too.
Or you can do email versions if you prefer that, too. And so Twitch has been great. We've been on there since January on that particular platform. Again, it's twitch.lrn.fm. Gets you straight to our Twitch channel. And if you are an Amazon Prime subscriber,
You may not be aware, but you get a free Twitch subscription every single month, but you have to assign it every month to the channel you prefer. So if you like us and you want to help us out with that, then you can assign your Twitch subscription to Free Talk Live. If you go to twitch.lrn.fm, scroll down just below the video feed, you'll see some text information, and there's details in there and a link on how to connect your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account, and it's actually pretty easy. And then you just hit the subscription link at the top of the video feed, and you're good to go. And then you get ad-free viewing, or at the very least ad-free as far as Twitch's ads. They won't interfere with your viewing of the LRN channel there, which also includes Call to Freedom, which is our afternoon drive show on LRN.fm. So check that out at twitch.lrn.fm, and thank you in advance. As we continue here, let's get back into it. The 10 Planks of the Communist Manifesto, Mark, Joe Jarvis wrote up a piece, and I forget which website it was on, but you've got it pulled up.
Yeah, it's on the Daily Bell, and, you know, it's a long-running libertarian site.
Okay.
Number six, centralization of the means of communication and transport in the hands of the state. So, I mean, I guess that's, I don't know, centralization. We've got, let's see what Joe Jarvis has to say about it. Okay. The FCC, the FTC,
yep.
The DOT, the FAA, the TSA, the CPB. Oh, it's an alphabet soup of communications and transport regulations. And they regulate the phone lines, the railroads, the air traffic, the rails, the mail, and package delivery. It's nothing new. Around the same time Marx was writing the manifesto, Lysander Spooner was doing something productive with his time. He started the American Letter Mail Company to compete with the U.S. Postal Service. He undercut their prices and provided better customer service, but was fined and cited for breaking laws which protected the government monopoly.
Mm.
He was forced out of business in 1851. Yeah, I mean, is there centralization of the means of communication and transport in the United States? I'd say not on paper, but effectively. Where is the deviance in the message as far as communications go, media goes?
What do you mean, the deviance?
Well, if you listen to news channel after news channel after news channel, they all sound the same.
Well, the non-internet entities are licensed, so that is official and on paper. The internet is new. They're still trying to kind of figure out what to do
with
that. The fact that they temporarily lost their grip on something because the internet got invented, to me, doesn't make it not centralized. I mean, I'm glad the internet exists and everything, but they're still working on it. So, yeah, I'm going to have to give that a full point.
Okay, Melanie's giving that one a full point. Mark, your thoughts on that one?
It's pretty darn centralized. I guess I want to say 0.25. Like they would
0.25 isn't pretty darn centralized.
0.75 is what I meant to say.
0.75.
But that's only because that's the effect, not the desire. The state would love to control. The United States federal government,
yes,
would love to control the message, and effectively they do control the message. So, you know, I'm giving the 0.25 off because you can get around the message. You can hear more. And Free Talk Live is on the air on almost 200 radio stations across the country. So,
yeah. I'm going to meet you guys sort of in the middle. I'm going to do 0.5 on this one. I tend to agree the FCC is a huge centralizing factor when it comes to mainstream media. I mean, they regulate cable television. They regulate broadcast airwaves. And before the internet, those were the ways that people got their information, besides newspapers. And, I mean, you could argue that the government doesn't regulate newspapers, so, I mean, there's some wiggle room on that one.
Newspapers aren't allowed to own radio stations.
That's changing, actually. I believe they've repealed that rule, and now newspapers can own radio stations.
Only because newspapers are dying.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that is the
radio, radio isn't what it used to be.
That's true, but they've repealed that rule. The FCC exists. It is a terrible organization that is absolutely anti-freedom of speech and has for years, of course, raided pirate radio operations, people who have had the gumption and the huevos to go ahead and put their own message on the air, their favorite music on the air. They have been targeted for raids and threats by the FCC and their goon squads, and the police usually, of course, work with them in that. Of course, in two states, New York and Florida, there are actual laws that have been passed against operating pirate radio stations. And as we speak right now, there is legislation in Washington, D.C. I believe it's called the Pirate Act that is proposing to criminalize on a national level the usage of transmitting equipment without government permission.
And that's really only because the FCC has been gutted to the point that they don't have enough money to run their own regulation scheme themselves, so they're effectively turning it over to law enforcement, and law enforcement won't go after anything if it's not already a felony. Like, they don't even enforce misdemeanors, basically.
I believe it's a misdemeanor in New York and Florida, and law enforcement does go along with the FCC on raids, and they will arrest you.
Sure. I'm just saying that, you're not going to get their attention.
So the FCC's big, and then he also talked about transport. We've seen certainly, you know, DMVs all around every single state. They have a high level of control over the roadways. I mean, that is one of the most regulated places in the United States is the roads. That's where you're more likely to encounter a police officer. You know, the average person probably has had an
encounter. It's a privilege. It's a privilege for you to have to pay for the roads, to build the roads, to have them out in front of your house. It's a privilege to be able to go on them. You've got to pay for them, but it's a privilege to be able to go on them.
Well, it's the defense for statism. It's mm-hmm. the number one thing people say, well, the roads. So
what
I don't.
If we didn't have the state, then what
I don't think they can even argue that they haven't centralized roads when it's their core excuse for existing.
I'm tempted to go up to 0.75 as Mark did here, but I'm giving it a half a point simply because of the internet. So even though roads are totally controlled, even though the FCC owns the airwaves, I think the internet is such a big development as far as personal communication is concerned that it has allowed so much information to get into people's hands that can potentially be deadly to the status quo and to the state. I think the internet's so important. I mean, obviously the Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, this is one of the flowers, the fruits of the internet that is changing finance, that's undermining the number five, the one of the national bank. So I'm only going to give it half a point on this because of the internet. Otherwise, it'd be full on. It'd be full on 100%. If there was no internet, I would have said, yes, they've got that under lock.
Yeah, but I guess my argument against what you're saying is the internet doesn't exist because the government wanted you to have more freedom.
It exists in spite of the government.
In spite of it.
And the fact is, the government doesn't know what to do about it. Cat's out of the bag.
Well, the cat's largely out of the bag.
It's out of the bag. I mean, yes, the government in theory could shut the internet down with enough violence and force, but the government uses the internet too.
Yep.
And so the idea that that would ever happen in the United States seems so unbelievable.
Unlikely.
It seems so unbelievable because it would be such a dramatic change to how life is lived now. Everybody
relies on the internet in China.
Well, a version of it.
Yeah.
A highly censored version.
Just saying.
And they could bring censorship down in the United States, too.
That's
but until that happens, I'm going to give it a half
Do we know that they haven't?
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can still get on the dark web in the United States. 855-450-3733.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.